All right. Welcome to another edition of Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt.
And Jake here.
It's been a while, Jake.
It has.
Where you been?
It's my fault.
No. I think we both were busy.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy.
So today we're just going to jump right into it. And Jake, is climate change real?
This says yes. It says yes on the internet. So I'm there.
Okay.
That's what we're going to discuss today, though. Let's figure it out.
Yep. So climate change definitely is something that I've fought before and I've probably argued. What about you? I've argued that it's not happening.
In a way. I mean, the argument is a little... Yes, I've argued this topic with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, and you may have found yourself there too, and we wanted to present maybe a little bit different view so that when you talk to somebody, maybe there's a lot of common ground that actually you can build upon and maybe show some people that there's some agreement.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have to fight them because, yes, do we believe that that the stats on these things can be manipulated?
Yes, absolutely.
And we know... that we don't have enough data and, you know, to really draw firm conclusions on some of this stuff. Cause, you know, basically maybe 150 years ago, we started recording actual measurements of highs and lows and low pressure systems and high pressure systems and hurricane patterns. We just don't really know much.
Right. We don't have a big enough data set.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is built on a very small amount of information. So we'll just jump right into...
But what about billions of years ago, Matt? Billions. What about all that information?
That's another topic for another day, Jake. So, all right. So climate change is real, and hopefully... There we go. So I found this quote. Scientific evidence for warming of the climate system is unequivocal. Unequivocal?
Unequivocal. You cannot argue it, Matt. The science is, quote-unquote, settled,
settled.
Yes. So, you hear this a lot from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They're big fans of saying there's no debate about it. It is what it is.
It's settled.
Settled science.
That's right.
Which isn't science at all when you say settled science.
Yes. That's right. Science is ongoing. Well, and I'd just say follow the money.
Yeah.
So the people profit off of saying this.
Many people have profited off of this.
They do. For instance, the Freon change back in the 80s or 90s, you know, one of many Freon changes. I mean, who benefited from that? There are definitely people that made money on that.
Right.
So
when I think about this topic, usually, you know, we go back to 1970 when Earth Day started and all that.
Back to the good old days.
Yeah. And then it was, so the story goes, so first it was global cooling, there was an ice age coming, and we had to be aware of that, and then it's the same scientists, then up into the 90s, 80s, 90s, we're saying, well, now it's global warming, so they kind of changed their tune from cooling to warming. And then they're like, oh, wait, it's doing all those things. Let's just say climate change. And then it'll cover all of our bases.
And I think it's maybe morphed even to climate chaos.
Yes.
It sounds worse.
And I've heard global weirding, which is just dumb.
That is
dumb. Don't say that, people.
Mm-hmm. They need to work on their marketing and branding a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, definitely... Most people would agree with this that you meet out on the street.
Right.
But it probably depends on what state you're in too. But anyway, so let's go into it further. So how do we get here? So first off, it starts with, you know, God making all of creation. Great sin leads to the flood. A great promise is made to us. And he told us how it was going to end.
When he told us how it was going to end, I mean, we'll get into this, but, did it involve the ice caps melting and water world happening?
No.
Okay. Keep going.
And he told us he'd reform the earth again, not with a flood, but with fire. And he told us how we could stall his wrath. Hmm. And so that's all found in a little book that you may have heard of that we believe in the Bible.
Hmm.
So
I've heard of this.
Yes, yes. So in the past, Genesis 7:4, Yahweh causes it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yes. Now, I think interesting, if we go back to, I think it's Genesis 3, when they're kicked out of the garden, right? And what is the curse that he's given? So man isn't given a curse. The snake is, and also the ground is.
Crawl on its belly and eat dirt.
Right.
And the dirt will be cursed with weeds and briars.
So the ground being cursed, I think, has an effect on what this climate zones that kind of come from that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If it's dry, you're not growing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's that makes a lot of sense. So it's almost like from the very beginning, it's been declining.
Right.
I mean, and it had nothing, and it had everything to do with man. And so that's what we have in agreement with a climate change person is, yes, this is all man's fault.
Yeah.
Completely.
It is man's fault, right.
But it's not to do with carbon emissions.
Right.
It's with sin. But people don't like to talk about this thing.
Right.
They'd rather talk about our carbon emissions.
Right. Well, because you have to, they have to disavow any Yahweh hand in any of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and so we were going to read a little bit from Zechariah 14. If I can get this to work, we'll see. And oh, it went right to it. So Zechariah 14.
Can we get back? we'll figure it out.
Yeah. So this goes with, do we want to read the whole thing or we want to skip around? So I think we start reading there in 3.
Okay. Then Yahweh will go out and fight against those nations as he does when he fights a battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives just east of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives will be split in two, forming a very large valley from east to west. Half of the mountain will move toward the north and the other half will move toward the south. Then you will flee to the valley of my mountains, because this valley between the mountains will go as far as Azel. That's all the way over this way here. You'll flee as you did from the earthquake at the time of King Uzziah of Judah. Yahweh my Elohim will come, and all the holy ones will be with him. On that day there will be neither heat nor freezing cold. There will be one day, a day known to Yahweh, with no difference between day and night. It will be light even in the evening.
Does that sound like climate change?
It would have to change from what it is now.
Yes. And sounds like a violent, sudden climate change.
Yes.
So.
I like that no heat nor freezing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I've wondered, maybe I'm just very sensitive to temperatures. Like that I'm weak from it.
Mm-hmm.
And no. This is just how we're meant to be. I just like a certain small range of temperature. And outside of that, I'm a baby whining about being uncomfortable.
Yeah, I am the same way. And then it talks about living water flowing from Jerusalem. And then pick it up again in 12.
This will be the plague Yahweh will use to strike all the people from the nations that have gone to war against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day, a large-scale panic from Yahweh will spread among them. One person will grab the hand of another, and one will attack the other. Judah will also fight in Jerusalem. The wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, a very large amount of gold, silver, and clothes. A similar plague will also affect horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all other animals in those camps.
Yeah, that's probably good.
That sounds a little like Second Exodus kind of talk there.
Yeah, and does it sound like all these things we've heard about the zombies and the apocalypse and everybody fighting and killing each other? And I mean,
yeah.
So there is truth to those things that we've seen in the media and other places. The Bible here clearly tells us that there's going to be some crazy stuff go down.
Yeah.
And people are, there's going to be a panic on earth. amongst the people and even the animals. You know, don't you think that's what it's saying? And this, the panic, the plague on the horses, mules, camels is this thing of grabbing and killing and attacking each other.
I think it's talking about this plague in 12, the eyes wrapped in the sockets and the tongues.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Which is gross, which is like, it reminds me of the scene in Indiana Jones when they open up the Ark of the Covenant and their faces melt.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that, but maybe better, it won't be CGI.
So what we're saying is when this happens, our faces are going to melt off. That's what you're saying? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I definitely don't want to see it. All right, so maybe we got back to where we were.
Hey, how are you?
So now we can go on to the next thing. So future flooding, Genesis 8:22.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So yeah, there will be all these seasons, mm-hmm. changing of weather and such. Weather isn't climate, Matt.
Ooh. Yeah, climate is the long range history of the weather.
But he's saying it'll keep doing the cold and heat.
Yeah.
Summer and winter.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of the promise not to destroy the earth again. And then Genesis 9:11. I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there be any more flood to destroy the earth.
So it's not Al Gore style where the water's just going to overtake all of the country and we'll be left on the top of the tippiest mountain.
That's true. It's almost like some of them have forecasted a global flood.
Yeah.
But it's already happened.
Right.
It's not going to happen again.
Right. And so
that part we would definitely disagree with.
Right.
That he's not going to do it by flood.
Right.
He says that. He put a bow in the sky to promise, even though this bow has been hijacked.
Right.
Which we won't talk about today.
I love this, that little.
The little animation.
Animation there, yeah.
2 Chronicles 7:13.
When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn their wicked ways from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
So what do you think 13 happened? The plague is amongst the people because there's sin amongst the people.
It seems like that's the case, doesn't it?
So what we're saying here is global warming is totally happening and climate chaos is going to happen and things are going to get crazy. And it has everything to do with this about the sin among the people.
And that's why it's so important to know what sin is.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't turn from it if you don't know what it is.
And if you don't know what sin is, you should look it up, because if you think sin is, hey, don't do bad stuff, well, you need to go look that up and find out what it means.
Yeah.
We believe sin is not following the commandments, not following Torah.
Right.
So we encourage you to research that and look it up. So Jake, we are down to a minute or so.
Yep. So let's, do... maybe one more. Let's see. Blessings and curses of weather. Amos 4:7. Go ahead and read that.
I also withheld rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One field had rain, another one had none and dried up.
Hmm. So who's in charge of this weather here? Is it?
Definitely not man. But man's got consequences for his sin. And
it involves the weather,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. But God is in control and he does what he wants, really, with it. But I also think people that we may know have been at times real upset by this man-made, things, from the trails that are in the sky to all kinds of theories that people have. And I think it's all cute in the end, and some of those things may do something, but don't diminish the power of our Creator. And I think if you're not careful, you can
go down giving glory to man instead of Yahweh.
Yeah. Right. And so I know a lot of people that kind of camp out and they're fearful and they're always worried about this stuff, but I don't know if that's the right approach. So we are going to make this a two-part thing. And so this is part one of Is Climate Change Real? And we will pick back up on the second part and kind of finish and wrap it up and look at some more scriptures. So
sounds good.
All right. Matt and Jake, signing off.